Hey friend, it's been a bit, hasn't it? I think it's been about 2 weeks since the last episode, and that was not my intention at all. In fact, today I'm probably going to keep the episode pretty short. I want to be transparent and just sharing kind of what's been going on and why I haven't been showing up consistently these last couple weeks. As much as I would love to be here and put out the episodes, for some reason, I just haven't been able to do that the last couple weeks. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that. And I'm hoping and praying that it's really going to provide you some encouragement, letting you know that you are not alone. So if you're finding that you're struggling to achieve things that you are wanting to achieve in your health, in your life, your business, whatever it may be, but you feel like something is kind of holding you back or blocking you in some way, kind of what this episode is about, and I just pray it brings you a little bit of encouragement knowing you are not alone and we can do this. Hi friend, welcome to Made to Be Thriving. My name is Melissa, daughter of the king, wife, dog mom, and a former elementary school teacher turned nutritional therapy practitioner. Are you feeling overwhelmed or even stuck in your wellness journey? You know that how you're feeling and what you're struggling with can't be normal and there must be a better way. I was there too. I started feeling that prompting of the Holy Spirit to dig deeper and He led me onto a better path with the right guidance that turned things around. This can happen for you too, and I'm here to help you get there. There is hope as we put our faith first, lean into God's word and truth about how we need to take care of our bodies. If you're ready to stop just surviving and start thriving, you're in the right place. Whether you're in your car, working on your to-do list, or just needing to take a break from your busy day, tune in and be encouraged. Okay, so let's dive in a bit. My intention is to be here twice a week, to show up for you, to provide you some encouragement, some truth, some education, really help you in your faith and as you're working to improve your gut health and reduce those toxins and just really provide value that helps you move things along. However, once again, I disappeared for, I think it's been about 2 weeks since the last episode. And that was not my intention. My intention is to show up here twice a week, no matter what. But life, right? Things happen or we get busy or there's so many different reasons for that. But for me specifically, every time I was like, okay, today I'm going to record the next podcast episode. I'm going to do some batch recording, which means I would record multiple episodes in one day. Every time I had that plan in my mind, it was like I got this mental block. I don't really know how to put it into words, but I've been really struggling with it the last couple weeks. Last week, I thought I was going to have more time to get that done because there was a little bit of a change in my schedule due to spring break, Easter, and all that. So I'm like, perfect. Next week or during the spring break week, I'm going to have a little extra time so I can do some batch recording and get back on pace. Well, guess what? This is April 1st as of when I'm recording it. So it's Monday after Easter. And guess what didn't happen? I didn't record any episodes last week. I was really struggling. I just feel like this wall or this mental block. It's like every time I had this, I'm going to go sit down, I'm going to record, I think I'll talk about this. Then all of a sudden I'd sit down and it was like this block happened. And just kind of feeling overwhelmed. I have a lot of things on my plate right now. They're all great. But there's a lot of things going on at once, and I find myself looking at my computer screen a lot. I feel myself kind of scattered. There's kind of that example of feeling like you've got multiple tabs open in your brain. Think of a computer screen, and when you're online, you have all these different tabs open. That's kind of how I feel like my brain is most of the time. I've got so many things running through my brain that need to get done, or I want to do, and goals I have, or the to-do list, all the things, that all those thoughts tend to end up overwhelming me. And so I found myself one day last week where I just needed to step away from my computer, go outside, sit in the sun. I had a notebook in hand And I just need to sit in the quiet. I needed to pray. I needed to just have that quiet away from the computer, outside, in nature, and just listen to any ideas and things the Lord just put on me, whether it had to do with the podcast or my business or how to make a better schedule and manage my time, whatever it is that he needed to encourage me or tell me or any of that. So I kind of did that. I just had some quiet time and it was good. And I realized that I don't do that enough. I don't just take a break, go outside, sit there for a good 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes. I don't do that. I find myself so busy all the time that I feel like I can't take a break. And that's not good. It's not a good place to be. But that's kind of how I run my days. It's how I've been doing things. And I don't advise anybody to do that. Okay? It kind of goes against things I do share. Like, we need to take these breaks. We need to go for a walk. All these things I know, but I'm not even consistent about implementing. So I want to be fully transparent there. I know the things I need to do, but sometimes I put myself last on the list, and that's not a good thing either. So that's something I'm working on. I'm working on trying to have better time management, try to incorporate more breaks away from my computer screen, away from work type stuff, just try to be better about managing my time. And this is a process. It is a really long, hard process for me. This has been something I've known that I need to work on for a while. And every week I have a goal of making things better. And sometimes they are. But when it came to recording a podcast, as much as I love having the podcast and I want to show up here consistently, I had like this huge block that I couldn't even form into words what was happening. I couldn't even explain it. I still can't really explain it other than saying it's like a wall where I know I want to show up here, but I can't. Why? I don't really know. Often when that kind of stuff is happening to me, I really feel like it's the enemy's attack. Like for some reason, he doesn't want me to show up here. Probably because I talk about the Lord. I'm going to share scripture. I'm going to share about what the Lord is doing in my life, right? And he doesn't like that. And so maybe that wall was an attack of the enemy. That's what I'm thinking. But God is so good and God is so faithful. And so I want to encourage you in that. If that's something that you've kind of been going through, whether it's in your work, in your life, in your health especially, this tends to be something that happens in people's health where they want to do it, they want to make better choices, they want to be healthier, but they feel like this block. They feel like for some reason they just can't seem to do it. They can't seem to take those steps forward. And so I want to encourage you that God is bigger than all of it. So take some time, really pray, worship, go sit outside, get some sun, breathe in the fresh air, take a journal or something so that as thoughts come into your mind, you just start writing them down. This is something I personally want to work on being better about, and that is doing what I've heard called a brain dump, where you basically are just writing down all the thoughts and things that are coming to your mind. For example, if you wake up in the morning with like this to-do list that is just running wild in your brain, you're like all these things you got to get done, but you're also trying to read your Bible, you're trying to pray, but at the same time you find your mind wandering. We need to get those thoughts out. And one really great way to do that is have a journal or a piece of paper or something that you can just take some time, write down all the thoughts that are coming to your mind. So that it helps clear things out and you can focus on what you need to focus on, right? So that is something I'm trying to work on improving and being better about, because this happens to me all the time where I'm trying to focus on something, but I find my thoughts running wild. I'm thinking about this thing I have to do and that thing, and oh, I have to also need to get that done. Oh, I need to do that. And then what often ends up happening is I'm not as productive as I had set out to be for the day. I get some things done and I was busy all day long, but when I look back, it's like, oh, but I didn't get that done and I didn't get that done and I didn't get that done. And that's not as productive as I need to be, right? So is this resonating with you? Am I alone? I'm pretty sure I'm not alone. I'm pretty sure somebody listening right now is thinking, oh my goodness, this is totally me. Let's take a step back. Let's find those opportunities to get away from the crazy busy, even if it's just for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever you can do. If you can do that multiple times a day, awesome. If you can only find one point in your day where you can take that time for now, then start with that. And then see if you can find other points throughout your day where you can do that to just get away. Get away from your phone, get away from your computer, get away from all the crazy, hectic, busy, all the things. And just sit with the Lord. Listen, pray, have a journal, have your Bible, whatever you need to just sit in the quiet and pray. That's what I did. I just sat, I listened, I prayed, and I have a hard time just sitting there for very long doing absolutely nothing. I'm very guilty of wanting to get my phone and start checking my email or whatever. I've taken social media off my phone, so that's not an issue on my phone right now. But I'm also finding myself going straight to my phone and looking at my email or looking at this app or that app or whatever it may be. We have that addiction that's there, right? And so we need to identify those and find ways to set those boundaries and cut ourselves from those things that are distracting us from those quiet moments that we need to have with the Lord. Now, I will say, I think I did have my phone with me when I did go sit outside at that time. And I think that was because I was, because I wanted to put some ideas down is what it was. And then I also was getting some conversation with some friends through an app where we communicate. And one of them was just speaking encouragement into me because I kind of shared. I was struggling. I was having these mental blocks and struggling with that. So they were kind of speaking encouragement into me as well. But then I just kind of set my phone off to the side. I had it on silent so I couldn't hear it anymore. And then the rest of my time I was sitting there, my phone wasn't vibrating, making any noise, nothing. So it wasn't a distraction for me. And that's what I encourage you to do as well. You know, the whole do not disturb or work mode or whatever you might have on your phone, I recommend using it. I actually use it a lot more than I used to. When I really need to focus on something or I need to just not be distracted by my phone and the alerts and the app sounds and all that, I put it on do not disturb or the focus mode or any of that so that even if it's going off, I'm not even hearing it. It doesn't vibrate. It doesn't do anything. I don't even notice it, which has been really helpful for me. This helps me to set a boundary so that I can really focus on the things I need to focus on. So that's what I did during that quiet time as well. So I finished listening to a message from someone, and then I just set my phone aside, and I had my journal in my lap and a pen, and I was sitting outside getting some sun, breathing that fresh air, listening, and just in the quiet. And I think it was really helpful for me. And so that's something I really need to be better about doing, is just sitting in the quiet. And so I just want to encourage you that if you're kind of finding yourself in a similar situation where you're just having like these blocks, whether it's a mental block or a block as far as making progress in your health, you know you need to do these different things that maybe you've been taking notes on from previous episodes, or you're in the Facebook group and you see tips being shared there. You know what you need to do, but for some reason, something is stopping you from taking action. I'm going to encourage you, take it to the Lord and then start taking action. Okay, take it to the Lord first. Start taking action. Even if it's a small step, it's better than not doing anything at all and remaining stuck. We don't want to stay stuck. Okay, so that's basically what I wanted to share today, just to share where I've been, why I've been missing for the last couple weeks. As much as I have wanted to be here, I just couldn't mentally do it. I didn't have the words, total mental block, total just like wall that just went up every time I was like, okay, I'm going to sit down right now. I just couldn't do it for whatever reason. And so I'm hoping that doesn't happen again, but Lord knows if it will again. So my goal is to stay twice a week. I have thought about cutting back to once a week, but I'd love to hear your thoughts. Are you enjoying there being two episodes a week? Would you rather it just be one episode a week? Where are you feeling? hop over into the Facebook community and let me know. I'd love to know, hey, yes, keep up with the two episodes a week. Or you know what? I'm only able to listen to one a week. Let me know where you're at so that I can make sure I'm meeting you where you are and providing you the value and the content. I also want to start answering more questions here on the podcast. So if you've got questions you would love to hear me talk about and answer, maybe things that you're finding yourself searching online for answers about and getting conflicted information or any of that, pop it over in the Facebook community. Share what those questions are. What are your burning questions that you find yourself searching online for answers? I would love to see those questions because I want to use those to talk about here on the podcast. Okay, so for now, I'll leave you with that. And then I also want to let you know, if you didn't know it already, we do offer quick start sessions. I do a quick start session, which is basically one consultation. So if you have been interested and just maybe having a time to brainstorm, okay, I have all these things going on, I don't know what to do, you would love to get some initial recommendations, strategies to kind of set you in the right direction based on your needs, then I recommend you go book a quick start consultation. Okay. These are limited availability. So you definitely want to go book that as soon as you can. I don't have a lot of openings for individual consultations. So make sure you click the link that I'm going to add to the description. If you are interested in a consultation, I do have this opportunity available. It's called a quick start session. And I would love to meet with you, talk with you. I have an assessment I'll have you complete before we even meet. That gives me a little bit more background as far as symptoms and things that you're experiencing so that we can go over that and we can talk about what may be happening. What is a possible root cause issue? Where do you need to focus more on, and really just provide you some initial strategies, recommendations. And even if there's something I offer that I think would be a great fit, we'll talk about that. But if it's not, maybe we just need a one-time consult. That's great too. Sometimes we just need one time to talk with somebody, and then that really spurs on the ideas and giving us knowledge about what we need to do that's actually going to take our health in the right direction. So if this sounds like something you are super interested in and you would love to chat and have that time specifically set aside for you so that we can talk about your goals and your challenges and next steps, then go click the link in the description and book a quick start session. Okay, so that'll be down in the description. Otherwise, come join us in the Facebook community. I'd love to connect with you over there. That link is also in the description, or you can just search Faith Gut Health and Non-Toxic Living, and that should pop right up as well. Okay, friends, I will talk to you very soon.
Hey, friends, if this podcast encouraged you and taught you something new, leave a review and hit that subscribe button. The next thing you can do is share this podcast with a friend or even in your Instagram stories. Don't forget to tag us at Made to Be Thriving. Come connect with us over in our Facebook community or send us a DM over on Instagram. I pray this has blessed you in some way and you find encouragement knowing you are not alone in this journey. There is always hope, and let's focus on making the progress that is possible. Information provided to date are for informational and educational purposes only. The information and education provided is not intended or implied to supplement or replace professional medical treatment, advice, and/or diagnosis. I'll meet you back here soon.